A lot of nobodies or somebodies are army buddies. I heard a voice say that to me. Isn't that weird? It could be skull to machine technology or something. I don't know. I need a buddy right now. I had always had a fantasy about writing a book once, back in the day of conspiracy theories and all this craziness. And it basically showed kind of like an army of like angelic type human beings. You know, and what I mean by that is like past lives. I mean, all that old school shit. And a form of like communication with them that was going to kind of like not supersede, but was going to be a pre like warning to the greater cause of the planet. In other words, it was like the prophets, you know, which were going to be, you know, not on TV. They weren't going to be out there, you know, maybe even a couple of rock bands. But yeah, pretty much people posting on Facebook or whatnot or out there in the mix. We're going to be giving information that probably, I mean, this is an elaborate story, at first would even be seen as a threat. Like, these people could be aliens. In fact, the FEMA camps, whatever those were for, or whatever the theory was. I mean, some of these stories are fake and created to throw people off. And I think it's very fascinating to study that, for example, with 9/11 conspiracy theories. Okay, everyone knows 9/11 was not what they said it was, which is funny because they still stick to that story of bashing people who say that. No one's saying anything about, like, we know what exactly what happened, but they call them the truthers. None of us know what the fuck really happened, bro. None of us. We just know that the story isn't true. They just call us truthers. We get too caught up in the real meaning, and sometimes we don't get caught up in the meaning. Now, you'll notice something very amazing happens, but you don't really pay attention to it, because if you did, then you'd realize this isn't even a conspiracy theory. That makes no sense. Exactly. It doesn't. Because you can't have millions of people that are not directly in touch with one another, fuck YouTube, fuck the telephone, that would all have consecutive, similar, exact details and stories about how or what caused or what happened on 9/11 that's an alternative to what the mainstream media says, and have them all be aligned perfectly. In other words, they had another source of information. They did have another form of media. Now, whether or not what that media told us is true, that is up for debate. But people have never questioned the fact that there's not, you know, in the concept of people are just spending time like building model airplanes to create false or imaginary reasons things are happening is really pretty ludicrous. It really is. I mean, that's a mental disorder right there I would say people have to go to hospitals apparently across the country. Everybody got a conspiracy theory about something. You could be at your job and got fired for something, and I bet you're probably right. I mean, it's very dangerous. It really is. It's very dangerous to suppress the people who are looking into things. And people, I don't think want to find conspiracy. Do you think they want to find one? Maybe if they've been wronged and are upset and don't realize they're at fault, that could be the case. But this idea that in nowadays culture, you're going to be shunned, you're going to be pretty much talked shit about. I mean, you could, dude. Protective services could take your kids. You're going to get called as being on drugs if you even so much as come out openly and say that you know something. Because people aren't just going to come out and say, well, what I think happened is this and that. They might say that at a bar. But you got to look at the psyche of the human being as we know it, being like, what is the real, you know, do people really do that? You know, people say, oh, he just wants to believe that in his own head. Now, I can't tell you what other people think, you know, I mean, everyone's different, but overall, you know, when you break people down, you take some of the science is cover up to other shit, and some of it is very, very legit. I mean, there's some very fascinating things that you hear out there that we don't know about that are, like, very true, you know. It's like the one thing that you never really hear people talk about is the thing you need to start thinking about. What was this thing about, like, how did they figure out that humans only use 7% of their brains? You know what I mean? Like, what a flaw. And, you know, it's like, wow, everything else was so perfect. Like, we're so well constructed by dust out of the Big Bang. But we only use 7% of our brains. That's weird. Like, what a waste of space. Like, I didn't know what they meant by that. Do they mean that, like, only 7% is used for things? Like, what are they talking about? Like, no, I think that's actually one of those stupid statements that's very true. In other words, if you were to have a higher intelligence, an alien, well, maybe they get confused. The two would get confused with one another. You would have somebody, for whatever reason, was capable of using, let's say, 10% of his brain. Now, this is something brought up by people as, that's the whole problem with the theory, is it makes people think that they're somehow going to be superhumans if they can use more of their brains and blah, blah, blah. So it makes them all frustrated and angry. No, because I think the suppression of that percentage keeps them thinking, well, I'm at my ultimate level. Let's say you could open up the mind to 15% of the mind being able to be used, but only for a momentary, you know, part of time. Personally, I think that would be fucking terrifying, and I would not suggest it. I'm just telling you, it's not because you see anything bad. You may, it just means your mind might get expanded. You would see something so amazing that what it would do is, once you brought it back into your 8% use, it would deconstruct everything that you knew, because you'd be like, oh shit, I know another alternative to all of this exists that I've never heard presented by Steven Spielberg or Albert Einstein. Am I talking fast enough? Don't do it. It's freaky. So he's kind of talking about an experience that he may have gone through, and he's putting some sort of metaphoric value on it. A lot of what I do is that way. So I'm telling the truth. I'm just, a lot of the time I'm speaking in metaphors, but I'm not speaking in as if like, well, I've got to create a story here that sounds realistic. I'd like to say that. Usually one's created for me in my own mind. But nonetheless, he's telling the truth. In other words, if you go to the hospital and you broke your arm, okay, and I said, well, I fell off my bike, and the truth is my mom beat me up, that doesn't mean my arm's not broken. You know what I mean? I may be covering for something else, but I'm telling you the truth that my arm got broken. Does that make sense? Okay, in that sense, I'm always telling the truth. I'm always telling the truth. So I don't know what's causing a lot of the problems that are going on. And yes, I am a hypocrite when I say I think it's this person or that person. Really what I'm saying is you clearly you have some tie or connection to me or to this thing, whatever the problem is. Can you explain yourself? That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be able to get into a conversation with the person about, look, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I've been having some very weird supernatural phenomenon going on in my home, and there's some sort of invisible force that's stronger than human beings, and for some reason it brings up your name. Can you tell me why? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. So I'm kind of going to throw out a net and be like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? Like, you know when I'm talking about something. And they usually do. They know what you're talking about. But they can't even put it into words. That's the other thing. People know exactly what's going on, but they don't want to talk about it, or they deny it. The deniers scare me. Because if you're putting effort in, this goes back to the human nature thing. If you're putting effort into shooting down anyone who comes up with, a family who's had their kid kidnapped, for example, or a daughter murdered, you're never going to catch that person going, you know what, I'm tired of these people coming up with investigative ideas and conspiracies. No. That's probably the detectives in the police force solved the murder of their child. They're never going to be, you're never going to hear them say apathy is the way to go. Because that's what you're saying when you say these crazy, stupid theories. That when people come with some really wild stuff, people are usually scared. Like Alex Jones has been saying some radical stuff. And, you know, there's something going on with Alex Jones. Don't shoot him down. Some of the stuff he's saying is so radical. But keep in mind, he didn't get famous by making up bullshit. He got famous because he had the balls to break into the and break wide open the whole, what do you call them? Where they have this thing, what the fuck is that called? Oh, Lord. Help me out. Bohemian Grove thing. And catch all those politicians there. I mean, he has video. He got balled out by major Washington politicians. And everyone's like, oh, that guy's a kook, dude. He said this and that. And I'm like, dude, that kook was a target. That kook almost got into fist fights with the guys that were in the Clinton administration. This is 10 years ago. He got all his fame because he did some real shit. He didn't do some bullshit. But that happens a lot with people. Everyone ignores the guy when he comes up with the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we were all telling you about shit before Richard Snowden did. Snowden comes out and tells you some shit the conspiracy theorists had been telling you for years, and you want to suck his dick? I'm like, fuck you, bitch. If you like Richard Snowden more than me, oh, you believe him over me, huh? That's what I said to my girlfriend. She said, did you hear the NSA listening to us? I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been telling you that for years. Yeah, but you're nobody. Richard Snowden told us that. Well, who's Richard Snowden? He's someone important because the news had him on TV. Well, maybe he's fake. Maybe the government put him out there because it's way worse than that. Of course it is. It's always way worse. You know that. Then what they do is that if you're having an affair on your wife and you know that she's about to find out or one of her friends is going to rat you out, you want to get busted kissing the neighbor woman. Why? Because you don't want her finding out you're sleeping with 10 other women. It's much easier to just apologize and get over it and on with the relationship if you admit that, well, I kissed Susan next door. So you bust yourself. You take the fall for a bullshit incident. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. And usually on Fridays. Now, how are you picking this up? Patterns, like everything else. Break the patterns. I get signs all the time that I can read into. The military does also. In fact, the military, the guys in the Marines and us hippies have a lot in common. A lot in common. But very different physical elements to how you achieve that. The military has something called situational awareness. Now, you get a bunch of soldiers walking through Fallujah on a patrol. These cats have been being shot at, and they're at fucking war. They're at war. That's about as heightened as you can get as a human mind. From World War II to wherever you want to be, they're on point, and they are mentally on point. All of a sudden, the kid's playing soccer in the street. Run in the house and lock the doors and close the windows when the U.S. patrol comes down the street. Now, right away, this is a stupid analogy, a stupid example, because, I mean, it goes way deeper than that. I mean, if the wind blows a certain way or if the sun shines a certain brightness, these cats know what's about to happen. Why? Because they have situational awareness. They are so on top of it. They can hear a pin drop a mile away and determine, you know, if a male or female dropped it. It's a gift. It's a talent. Then on the other side, where I might not even pick up on stuff like they're picking up, we have the same basic concept, but it's on the spiritual side. Now, well, wait a second. You said situational awareness. How are you getting situational awareness being a hippie? I'm not getting situational awareness by being a hippie. I'm getting situational awareness through spiritually. That's where that is real. That deals with the more hokey-doke. Army guys aren't trying to channel in, like, dead relatives for their friends. That's not, you know, that's not their assignment. And it's literally not their assignment. But do the two work together? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's sort of like, because you have the spiritual side, which does exist, whether it's made up or not. Meaning once we die, like something's not there. But we've all had a relative die, or we've all had a friend die, and all of a sudden that song comes on the radio and all that shit. Whatever you want to call that, and it's beyond coincidence. And it's not robots, because that shit's been going on since the beginning of time. Or a smell in the air, or someone's name that reminds you. That world there is spiritual world. And there is battles that go on there that are equal or similar in mirroring the physical world. So when I have one foot in that world and one foot in this one, sometimes I get lucky and I realize the internet's going to get hacked before the election. That's how I knew. Why? Because my consciousness and my sort of information route, my lines got hacked in a bad way of like who I connect with, who I love, who I care about. Just prior to the election, and I hadn't realized it until that moment. When it happens to me, it happens in the world somehow. Not exactly the same way. Not exactly the same way. So I don't know exactly what happened. They said hacking, so I go, well, I guess I got that one right on target. But that was one of my best calls ever. Because I really wasn't that adamant about it, except that it was kind of like I have nothing to lose, and it does make sense. Why? Because this is too big of a stunt to pull off, is the way I looked at it. There's no way they're going to allow. Something has to happen. There are too many unhappy people about Trump and too many unhappy people about Hillary. Forget about right wing and left wing. That is so important that you forget about that shit. Because the whole divide and conquer thing is crucial right now. It's crucial. Name someone you hate right now. Are you racist? Are you in the KKK? You need to find your closest black person and hug them and be like, we're down. Look, you can act like you don't know. You can act like you don't know. About anything in the world, about big cities, about crimes, about crack, about sex, about gays, about lesbians, whatever. You can act like you don't know. But when it goes down, you better act like you always knew. And what does that mean? It means you better forget your shit real quick. Because all of us are terrified of something, a UFO invasion, or a nuclear war, or all of a sudden the EMP hits and all the power goes out. You know exactly. You don't have to see a movie. You don't have to read a book. But you know instinctively exactly what's going to have to happen if you're going to survive. And one of those is swallow your pride. Lose the racism and lose the hate and realize this person is not going to live if it wasn't for me, and I'm not going to live if it's not for that person. All of a sudden, we all become equals. We're all equally worth pieces of shit. I bet you're the type of guy that could suck your golf ball through a garden hose. I'll be watching you. But the army would link up in an allied thing with this group of whatever they are, punk, hippie, angelic kids, and share information. One was going to be more from not a religious or spiritual base. The other one would be more from a tactical base. And I think it's obvious which one serves which. But I can tell you, I've been hit up by whatever the enemy is. It's extremely elaborate. It relies on friendly fire. It will be something that we will have no reference to. That's the one underlined thing that came to me from the one line that I know is still to the main man in the main house. You will not have reference to it. It will have your head spinning. Expect that and realize you'll get over it. Remember, a disaster is not a disaster if you're prepared for it. So you can't prepare for this one. You will have no reference point to it. It is extremely elaborate. Do not get trigger happy. But remember what? It'll blow your. It's so elaborate, you won't be able to make reference to it.